into sexual sin because they have eaten something that have defiled them. These are the schemes that the enemy is using at this hour to kill the fire of the man of God, to destroy the fire of the man of God, so that they become like empty gongs in the pulpit that are preaching, but there is no manifestation of the Spirit of the living God. People are not able to experience the power of God because the fire of most men of God has died. They are not able to pray. Today you walk into the church, hallelujah, prayer session is for 2 minutes. Everything is programmed, and you can tell that the power of God is not at work, because the Lord has called the church to go into the deep. The God of heaven has called us to enter into the place where demons will begin to scream out to people because they can't stand the presence of God, where we will not even need to lay hands on people for people to be healed, because when the presence of God comes down, the devil cannot stand. When the presence of God comes down, oh basapara pasiketere bazanda, the devil will have to pick up his goods and leave, because the place will be too hot for the devil to stand. The place will be too hot for agents of darkness to stand. The place will be too hot for demons to stand. The place will be too hot for sickness to stand, in the name of Jesus. So the enemy doesn't want to see a fiery church. The enemy doesn't want to see a prayerful church, and that's what the enemy is opposing prayer for people. The enemy doesn't want people to pray. The enemy doesn't want people to go into the depths of worship. The enemy doesn't want people to enter into the place of full surrender, because at the place of full surrender, your nakedness is stripped off in the presence of God. At the place of prayer, you cannot hide. At the place of prayer, you are naked before the Lord. At the place of prayer, you present yourself in meekness, hallelujah. At the place of prayer, you die to your flesh. At the place of prayer, you die to your desires. At the place of prayer, you commit yourself to be used as a vessel for the kingdom of God. Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But you, when you enter into the place of prayer, is a place where you subjugate the flesh to submit to the will of the Spirit, and that is the place of power. And the enemy doesn't want people to pray too much. There are churches that when you begin to pray in the Spirit, they get mad, because there are ministers of the gospel in that house that have evil spirit that needs to be cast out, hallelujah. And when you begin to pray in the Spirit, they get irritated, because there's a spirit in them that needs to get out of them. Praise be to God. It is a time for us to stop lying to ourselves, because we have eaten deceptive food for too long, until we have lost the fire of the Holy Ghost. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, the power of deceptive food in your bones, the power of deceptive food in your stomach is arrested in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing that breaketh every yoke. That yoke tonight is broken in Jesus' name. That yoke tonight is broken in Jesus' name. Whatever you ate that defiled you, whatever you ate that stuck in your stomach, and since the day you ate that thing, you have been struggling like crazy. You have been struggling to pray. You have been struggling to read the word of God. You stopped praying in tongues since you visited that church, and they gave you some biscuit to eat. After you ate that biscuit in that church, you begin to wonder what happened to you. You begin to wonder. You used to be a prayer warrior. You used to see. You used to prophesy. But now you don't prophesy anymore, because they gave you something that you hate. You thought they were friendly. They gave you that thing to eat. They gave you that sweet to eat, not knowing it was a defiled food. Hallelujah. You know, today they will even come in the workplaces with food. But it is a defiled food, and once you eat it, it messes you up. Once you eat that sweet, it messes you up. Once you eat that donut, it messes you up. You might even be a brother on fire, and you begin to wonder, what happened to me? What happened to me? Why am I struggling like this? Because you ate deceptive food. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Rapusa paradabasa mentosa lakateri dibosanda repa katalaba koto dobozaya. Verse 12, then the king's scribes were summoned on the 30th day of the first month, and an edict according to all that Haman commanded was written to the king's satraps and to the governors of over all the provinces and to the officials of all the peoples, to every province in his own script and every people in his own language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus. Do you know the agents are so busy today? Because they have realized that not many people want to take this COVID vaccination. They are very busy working underneath. They are working with the universities to make lives hard for parents, to force kids to take vaccination. Hallelujah. Because they have realized not many people want to take this vaccination because they don't trust it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. They are writing things. They are trying to make laws. They are trying to do all kind of things to force people to take this COVID vaccination. They are busy organizing traps. Parents are living in fear that their children are not going to be able to go back to university. Raposa Katalabayanda. They are doing all kind of things using the name of the president. They are doing all kind of things using the name of their governor. They are masquerading everywhere in the name of COVID to pass laws that will make life difficult for believers who believe in the Bible. They are scattered everywhere. They are trying to come up with all kind of things. They were even trying to come out with COVID passport. That when you want to travel, they want you to show COVID passport. I'm telling you, the devil is busy, but his works are scattered in the name of Jesus. We stand as the kingdom of the living God. Whatever we don't permit shall not happen. In the name of Jehovah, we scatter every confusion of darkness. We scatter every plan and agenda of darkness to make the lives of believers to be hard on earth. In the name of Jehovah, we bring the kingdom of God in our lives. We shall not live in suppression. We shall not live in fear. In the name of Jesus, because we are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, I know today they are spreading all kind of propaganda to make the lives of believers to be hard. They are spreading all kind of propaganda in the workplaces. They are spreading all kind of propaganda in the workplaces. Hallelujah. To force you to take that COVID vaccination. That thing that they themselves, they don't even trust. Even the people that have made it are still confused. They don't even know that it is capable of protecting you from COVID. Hallelujah. But they want you to inject the string on your arm. I want to tell somebody, stand in your feet. Repakuta rapa sate kalia. The works of Haman will be scattered. He katabazande deketelea. Every plans of wickedness will be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not succeed with their plan to suppress the church of Jesus. The church is bigger than any man. The church is bigger than any government. The church of Jesus is bigger than anyone. And who is you to challenge the King of Glory? You are just a mere breath. Okosa para taladea. Okosa manta belekatia tolodobazande de ketelea. It doesn't matter the kind of seat you sit on. You are not greater than my Lord. It doesn't matter whether you are a prime minister. It doesn't matter whether you are a king of this earth. It doesn't doesn't matter whether you are a member of parliament. It doesn't matter whether you are a president of a nation. The king of the universe is greater than you. And I want to tell you, dare challenge the work of Jesus on earth, and you shall see the king of glory. You shall see what the Lord is capable of doing. The same Lord that struck Aaron dead, and the Bible says worms rose out of his body. Whoever lift up his head above the knowledge of Jesus will be struck dead in Jesus' name. Because you are not greater than the Lord. You are not greater than the King of the universe. You are not greater than the great physician. You are not greater than the Alpha and the Omega. You are not greater than our Lord Jesus. The title is bigger than any government. The title is bigger than any government. And the doors of the church cannot be shut with politicians. In the name of Jesus, the doors of the church cannot be shunned by mere men. Who are you to close the gates of the doors of the church? Who are you to close the gates of the doors of the church? Today we arise as men of God and decree judgment upon anyone that opposes the will of God on earth. We decree judgment upon their homes, upon their house, upon their family, until they will know that the King of the universe lives. Shaparapasaya. The church was born out of the blood of the Lamb of God. Opasatarabasate. The church is owned by the blood of Jesus. The church is not owned by men. The church is not owned by politicians. The church is owned by the blood of the Lamb. The church is owned by the blood of the Lamb. The church is owned by the blood of Jesus. And whoever possesses the blood of Jesus will go down to early grave in the name of Jesus. Saparakateya ropasata makatele katia raposa katala bayandeya rapusa patalagadeya rapoko tazike tele kata romba sapa kateke raposa tamanta delekatena mento zubarata katea ramosa tamahante kaligadana rapasata lakatea raposa Lakadia, the works of armor are exposed. Those people that are using people in leadership to cause harm in people's life, those that are using people in leadership to control people, those that are using people in leadership to bring death on people's life, and they will cover it. They are covering everywhere. They don't want to see. Do you know how many people are dropping dead after taking the second vaccination? There's a lot of outcry that the media is covering up, that a lot of people are dying after taking the vaccination, but they don't want you to see it. They don't want it to be recorded. But there's a lot of people that are crying outside there that their loved one died when they took the second vaccination, but they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. Even when you Google it, they control even Google. It won't come out because this world is controlled by the prince of this world. But we stand as the royal sons. We stand as the royal children of God against wickedness in the name of Jesus. We stand against wickedness in the name of Jesus. And we declare light in Jesus' name. Hakata basande reposa parada mente kelega dara basanta leposa para baseke telendo dobasaya. The fear of the Lord has to enter into people's bones. The fear of the Lord has to enter into people's life. We don't fear death because we serve a great God. He's able to protect us. We don't need that vaccine. The King of Glory is able to protect us. Even if he doesn't protect us, we shall not give up on him. Where are the Daniels, the Shadrach, and the Meshach that will stand in the gap? Abasatarabasaya, separokoto salabayaya, and stand in their feet. Every Christians have become a coward. even when they know things are wrong, they cover it up. Hallelujah. It is time to stand for the kingdom of God. Because there are people like Aman that are masquerading. There are people like Aman that are busy making laws to make lives of Christians to be hard. There are people like Aman that are busy making laws to make it. They are telling you to go to church and not to sing to the Lord. They are telling you to just to go to church and stand there like a statue, not to sing to God. What is wrong to praise God? Oh, pasapa rapakateya, you Namans, you agents of hell. Today, fire of the Holy Ghost on you. You agents of hell that wants people to go to church but close their mouth. We are not going to close our mouth in the house of God. The house of God is a place of prayer. The house of God is a place of worship. The house of God is a place of praise. We are not opening our churches to close our mouths. We are coming to sing unto the living God. We are coming to praise the great I am. Rapo Satama Lakate. Any man, any agent is arrested, is exposed in the name of Jesus. They will not hide behind any president. They will not hide behind any governor. They will not hide behind any prime minister to propagate evil and wickedness. Hallelujah. Nobody should tell us how we serve our God. We know how to serve Him. We know how to cry for Him. We know how to worship Him. We know how to seek His face. Hallelujah. Don't tell us how we need to worship God. Don't tell us that we need to come to church and not to worship God. We know how to seek Him. We know how to worship Him. In the name of Jesus. Separabashata. Hallelujah. Sheporobo Santa Labasaya. Let's jump to the Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out in the midst of the city. And he cried out with a loud, bitter cry. He went out to the entrance of the king's gate, for no one was allowed to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's command and his decree reached, there was great mourning among the Jews. Do you know there is great mourning among believers right now because of this issue of COVID? You know there is great mourning among Christians right now. Some are being forced with their employers to take the COVID vaccination. There is great mourning among the Jews. There is great mourning among the people of God, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther, a young woman, and Anax came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he will not accept them. Then Esther called for Attach, one of the king's eunuch who had been appointed to attend her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to learn what this was and why it was. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, the people of God were in distress because of men like Naaman. The people of God are in distress because of agents of hell, agents of darkness, propagating, using politicians to pass laws that will eat the people, to pass laws that will harm generations and generations. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But today, by the power of the word of God, every Naaman must go down. Ye kapakatasia talagadaya rapo satama yakadaya. Their own plans will lead to their own grave. Their own gilos will lead to their own grave. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's jump to verse chapter 5. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace in front of the king's quarters, while the king was sitting on his royal throne inside the throne room opposite the entrance of the palace. And when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she won favor in her sight. Remember, the people of God went into 3-day dry fasting. Glory be to God. Praying and standing with Esther that the Lord will give favor. We are going to pray that the Lord will give favor before people that are standing in important places of leadership to pass laws that will favor the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sheparabasanda. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the king said to her, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given you, even to the half of my kingdom." And Esther said, "If it please the king, let the king and Haman come today to a feast that I have prepared for the king." Why do you think that Esther never said the request right away? Why do you think Esther never said the request right away? Because the king had eaten too much deceptive food. It was very important to change the diet of the king. There are people that need their diet to be changed for them to see. Praise be to God. Esther had to switch over the food they normally prepare for the king. She had to bring Holy Ghost food. She had to bring food that has been sanctified. And that's why Esther prepared the feast for the king. Hallelujah. The agenda of the feast was to change the food of the king. Hallelujah. Do you know the heart can sanctify the food? Praise be to God. When the heart is defiled, it will defile the food. But when the heart is sanctified, it will sanctify the food. So Esther knew that when she prepares the drinks and the food for the king, praise be to God, and the king happened to eat that food, the spell that had covered the eyes of the king will be broken, because the king was under a spell. Yes, he was making decisions, but he didn't know what he was really doing. There's a lot of leaders that are making decisions, but they have no idea what they are doing. They have no idea how costly the decision they are making is gonna be, because there's a man behind their back that have defiled their food, so they are not able to think right, they are not able to reason right, they are not able to understand right. Praise be to God, because the food they are eating is deceptive food. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of leaders that are under control of wizards. There's a lot of leaders that are under control of devil worshippers. There's a lot of leaders that are under control of agents of hell, of agents of darkness, because they feed the leaders with deceptive food. Hallelujah. So they are not able to see clearly. They are not able to hear clearly. They are not able to comprehend the magnitude of their decision. They are making decisions, but they are not able to comprehend the arm of some of the decisions they are making, because their mind is bound. So before Queen Esther could say what brought her before the king, she requested for a feast, because she wanted to change the diet. There are some people that you need to change their diet. Your husband is under a spell of a wicked woman. Change the diet of your husband. Praise be to God. Sanctify the food you have prepared from all of your heart. Sanctify the food with the blood of Jesus and give it to your husband to eat. I am telling you, that spell of the wicked woman, that spell of seduction will come out of your husband in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. And Esther said, if it please the king, let the king and Haman come today to a feast that I have prepared for the king. Then the king said, bring Haman quickly, so that we may do as Esther has asked. So the king and Haman came to the feast that Esther had prepared. And as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king said to Esther, what is your wish? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom, it shall be fulfilled. Then Esther answered, my wish and my request is, if I found favor in the eyes in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my wish and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come to the feast that I will prepare for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king has said. Esther is still buying time. Because Esther knows that the food, the first encounter of the food that she has given to the king is going to do something in the life of the king. I say that, Esther prepared Holy Ghost food. I call it Holy Ghost food. I'm telling you, that night the king tossed around wondering what was in the mind of Esther. Praise be to God, because something was happening in the spirit of the king. The king began to reason like a king. You know, sometimes your leader doesn't think like a leader. Sometimes your president doesn't think like your president. Sometimes their action, they do things that you begin to wonder, does this man knows what they are doing? Does this pastor knows what they are doing? Because they are under a spell. And once the spell is broken, they will begin to think like a leader. They will begin to think like a prime minister. They will begin to think like a members of parliament. Praise be to God. They will begin to think like people in high places to do the right thing. Hallelujah. That night the Bible said the king tossed around, because there was something about the food that Esther presented that day. It was a sanctified food. It was a Holy Ghost prepared food. Hallelujah. And it broke the deception. It broke the spell that was bounding the king not to see things rightly. It broke the spell that was in the life of your CEO. You wonder why your CEO doesn't want to promote you, and you are the hardest working person in the office. Hallelujah. But they will find themselves promoting others because the spell is on their eyes. They may not even see how hardworking you are. They may not even see the much contribution you are bringing into the company, because somebody has put a spell on them so that they don't see what you are doing. They don't see the good work you are doing. But today, by the mercies of Calvary, that spell on your boss is broken. Today, by the mercies of Calvary, that spell on your president is broken. That spell in your mayor is broken. That spell in your leader is broken. In the name of Jesus, today, rapa satalabayanda, rapa kotosaladia, they will have an encounter with Jesus. They will have an encounter with the living God, and the Lord will begin to remind them of certain people they have failed to remember. The Lord will begin to remind them of your promotion that is long overdue. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Setaraba santa lika tu satalada. Metu satalaba kate tiriba sanda heketelea. Mento sotorobo kotaraba katalagadiri busanda rabakuru busaya. Mete keleketeri basanda dibukura bababusa. Let's run quickly to chapter 6. I'm running through. But if you have time, just read the entire book of Esther. Because of time, I'm skimming. In the name of Jesus, because of time, I'm skimming over the scriptures. Let's go to the book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 1. On that night, the king could not sleep. There are people that today we deny them their sleep until they grant you what you deserve. In the name of Jesus, to those that have sat down on your promotion, to those that have sat down on your progress, today in the name of Jesus, we deny them their sleep until they begin to reason right. To those that are sitting on your papers, today we deny them their sleep until they make things right. In the name of Jesus, siparabasanda lekataya, ropa papaseke telekataya, manto dobasande delete tebazanda. Today they will see you in their dreams. Today they will remember you. In the name of Jesus, repasato robakateli, rama satalabakente deleta. Those that have delayed your blessing, those that have delayed your promotion, those that have been appointed by God to lift you, those that have been appointed by God to lift you up, but they are delaying. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, they will toss in their bed. They will think about you. Hallelujah. They will think about you tonight. They will think about you in the name of Jesus. On that night, the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of memorable deeds, the chronicles, and they were read before the king. Alabasanda, tonight they will want to know more about you. They will want to know how many years you have worked in this company. They will want to know how many things you have done. They will want to know how many years you have been in the church. They will want to know the position, the things you have served into the church. Hallelujah. Oh, basata bazike telekayanda, ye pasata rabakato bazaya. May the book of memorable, may the book of remembrance be open into somebody's life today. May the book of remembrance be open into somebody's life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today they will remember you. Today they will favor you. Today they will talk good about you. Today they will say something good about you, that you stood even when others left the church, you remained faithful. Abasa tabakari, abasa tamanta likatia dadaya, abasa tarabakonto do. You continue to do good things even when nobody acknowledges you. You continue to stand in your faith even when nobody acknowledges you. You remain strong. That position that a man has been sitting upon, you shall preoccupy. That position that agent has been sitting upon, you shall preoccupy. That position that the witch has been sitting upon, they are replaced tonight in the name of Jesus. That witch in the workplace, that witch in the church, their position is made empty and replaced. Empty and replaced by a child of God. Hallelujah. Repo satara bakate leketia. Today, your enemy will be the one to celebrate you. Today, your enemy will be the one to celebrate you. Today, your enemy will be the one to prepare the donkey for you. Today, your enemy, hakashata barana, repokoto zatala barani. The Bible says, he prepared a table before my enemies. Today, let the Lord prepare a table before you. Let the Lord prepare a table before you. Let the Lord prepare a table before you in the workplace. Let the Lord prepare a table before you in that company. Let the Lord prepare a table before you in that church, in the name of Jesus. They have looked down upon you for a long time because there was an agent that was very close to the pastor, and they kept lying about you. They kept talking negative about you. They kept saying bad things about you. But today, they pasara basade by the reasoning of the anointing. Oh, kasha balakatele ketere basanda, uzabasia katara basaya. That spell they had in your boss is broken. That spell they had in your pastor is broken. That spell they had in your leader is broken in the name of Jesus. Okoshadala, the eyes of your leader will begin to see clearly. Their minds will begin to judge things clearly. They will begin to ask questions about you. They will begin to ask the reason why you have never been promoted over these 5 years. They will begin to ask questions. Why? Okasha balakatere basanda, ropa sata bakalita rapa susieta, mente de bazande de katara. Whoever been sitting on what belongs to you, today rapasa talagadea rando do bazike telekataya. They will have to empty that seat quickly in the name of Jesus, because God is repositioning you. Oh pasata labazana, God is putting you in your rightful place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it was found written how Mordecai had told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who had guarded the threshold and who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor or distinction has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" They will ask question. Can you imagine? Mordecai gave a secret that saved the life of a king, yet nobody remembered him. You see, when workers of iniquity are in places of power, they don't want children of God to be seen. They don't want the good things that you are doing in that company, in that church, they don't want them to be seen. Hallelujah. Because they know when you are lifted, a lot of people will be blessed. Praise be to God. Now they are subjugating the children of God not to shine. But today, by the power of the anointing, today, matapasi, any man around us, any man around the leaders of this nation, any man in our workplaces, today in the name of Jesus, they are arrested in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rapasia kundo lo do bazanda. Yeke telekataya bazando do bazike telekayana. They don't want you to shine. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to do the things that God called you to do. Yekashata rabasanda. Today somebody is going to ask question. What happened to that brother? What happened to this somebody who was able to do such a great service, but nobody remembered him? The king begin to ask questions. You know, there are people that have been blindfolded for a long time. They have never been asking questions. Your pastor have never been asking questions why you have been ushering in the church for 10 years but never promoted. You know, for many years they have never asked questions because they have been blindfolded. But when the blindfoldness is broken tonight by the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, obasa parabasande rekata baladuza mete tekelege nehanta dabazana, every blindfolding is broken today. Their eyes will begin to see clearly. They will begin to think the way they are supposed to think. In the name of Jesus, they will begin to ask questions. What happened to Mordecai? What was bestowed on him? The king's young men who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." Can you imagine you do such a great service for a nation and nobody remember you? There are people that needs to be remembered. I don't know about you whether you are the one that needs to be remembered in that church. I don't know about you whether you are the one that needs to be remembered in that office. But today receive the grace to be remembered. Tonight receive the grace to be remembered. Those that needs to remember you will remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus, those that needs to remember you will remember you tonight. Receive the grace to be remembered. Bad. Those that had forgotten about you but needs to remember you will remember you tonight. They will remember the good things you did in the name of Jesus. Those that you blessed their life and they forgot about you, they will remember you tonight. Raposa pala kadekatoza dadia repa santologonda dekadaya. The enemy made them to forget about you. The enemy made them to forget about your ministry. But today we release the grace to be remembered. Tonight 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 we release the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace. Repasata rabakotorobozanda lekatarabasaturabakadia da 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 da. Repasata rabakotorobozanda. Receive the grace to be remembered. Receive the grace to be remembered. remembered. Receive the grace to be remembered. Those that names to remember you will remember you. They will remember your name. They will remember your faithfulness. They will remember your commitment. They will remember your loyalty. They will remember the years that you have served in that company. They will remember the years you have served into that church. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace to be remembered. In the name of Jesus, you have worked tirelessly in that company, but nobody seems to recognize you. Nobody seems to acknowledge you. But today, receive the grace to be remembered. Receive the grace to be remembered. They will know about you. They will know about your name. They will know about your achievement. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, receive the grace to be remembered. The Bible says, nothing has been done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Who is in the court? The Lord is going to question those people that are in charge of promotion. The God of heaven is going to question those people that are in charge of the promotion in the workplace. Saparatala. Today the Lord is going to question some Aman that have been sitting on your promotion, that have been writing bad reviews about you, but you have been doing good. Today your enemies are going to be questioned. Today your enemies are going to be brought to book in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for expounding your word. And the king's young man told him, Aman is there standing in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Aman came in, and the king said to him, what should be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? And Aman said to himself, whom will the king delight to honor more than me? You know, he began to think himself, today your CEO will call your manager and begin to tell your manager, what do you think somebody deserves to be given who has been faithful to this company, who have received good reviews from the workers? Repakato salabazada. The Aman will think that they are the ones that are about to be promoted. They don't think that you are the one to be lifted. They will say big things, not knowing that those big things are not coming upon their head. Those big things are coming upon your head. The oil is going to flow on your head tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive the oil of favor. Receive the oil of favor. Receive the oil of favor tonight. Receive the oil of grace. Receive the oil of favor. The places that have rejected you will accept you. The places that have rejected you will accept you. The ground that have rejected you will accept you. The ground that have rejected you will look for you. The ground that have rejected you will accept you. Receive the oil, the oil, the oil, the oil, the oil. Receive the oil of favor tonight. Ripasata rabakondo dolokotola dada. Repasatala bakonta deketea. The oil that will distinguish you. The oil that will move you forward. The oil that will give you favor before your leaders. Favor before kings. Favor before the presidents. In the name of Jesus, receive that oil. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, and Aman said to the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let royal robes be brought, which the king has worn, and the oath that the king has written, and on whose head a royal crown is set, and let the robes and the oath be handed over to the one of the king's most noble officials. Let them dress the man whom the king delights to honor, and let them lead him to the host through the square of the city, proclaiming before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, hurry, take the robes and the horse, as you have said, and do so to Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Leave out nothing that you have mentioned. So Haman took the robes. Haman took the robes and the horse, and he drives Mordecai and led him through the square of the city, proclaiming before him that it shall be done to the man whom the kings delight. Tonight, those people that have looked upon you will be the one to announce your next level. Those people that have looked down upon you will be the one to announce your next level. Those people that have been standing on your way to promotion, those people that have been standing on your way to growth, will be the one to announce your next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Those people that have been looking down upon you, Obasata Rabasande, Obasata Bakatele, Obasata Mantolo Bazaya, Obasata Makatele Ketele Ketea, Obasata Mante Ketea, those that have been talking negative behind your back, those that have defiled your name, those that have made you to look bad, today they will be the one to announce your next level. They will be the one to announce your promotion. They will be the one to announce your next level. In the name of Jesus, I am speaking prophetically, because something is going to happen on somebody's life. Something is going to happen on somebody's life. Enough is enough. Fakusha talabazanda. Repasoto lokotorobuzaya. Then Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered. Do you know there are people that they are not happy when they see somebody lifted up? Instead of celebrating you, they cry, they mourn. Hallelujah. Instead of celebrating you because you are getting married, they are bitter. Why are you bitter because your brother is getting married? Why are you bitter because your brother bought a car before you? Why are you bitter? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Come out of that selfishness. Come out of that witch heart. Praise be to God. You are supposed to celebrate your sister when they are promoted. You are supposed to celebrate your brother. Why are you so angry because your sister is pregnant? Hallelujah. Why are you so angry because your sister got a new job? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are supposed to celebrate each other. Praise be to God. Celebrate your brother when something good has happened to them. Celebrate your sister when something good has happened to them. Hallelujah. Let us have the art of love. Let us learn to celebrate grace when we see it. Praise be to God. Stop talking negative upon people because God has lifted them. Praise be to God. Celebrate grace when you see it. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because grace proceeded from the Father of all spirit. Hallelujah. He is the one that exalts and is the one that brings down. Celebrate those that the Lord has lifted. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Basata Rabasadi. But you see people with evil spirits, people with witchcraft spirit like Haman, when they see a child of God is promoted, they are going to cry bitter tears. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. They will be so mad in that company. They will be so mad in that church. They will be so mad in that workplace. Praise be to God. Because you have been promoted. Hallelujah. They are not happy for you because the company have begun to recognize you. They are not happy for you because you have begun to shine. But I want to tell somebody today, nobody will stop your shining. The Bible says, Hakasha Dabarari, arise and shine, for thy glory has come. We are called to shine. We are the fragments of Christ. We are called to shine. Wherever we go, we shall shine. In the name of Jesus, our life will be a blessing to many. In Jesus' name. The Bible says Mordecai went and mourned. The Bible says, mourning and with his head covered. The Lord is going to put your enemies to shame. The Lord is going to put your enemies to shame. Those that have been looking down upon you that you will not get married, they will see your wedding. Those that have been looking upon you that you will not drive a car, they will see you with a new car. Those that have been looking down upon you that you cannot buy a house, they shall see your new house. In the name of Jesus, those that have been looking down upon you that you are just a mere server in that company, you are just a mere watchman, they will look unto your exaltation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Basatarabasa, Lord, lift up somebody from the ashes, oh God. You, the Lord that lifted David from the ashes. Father, I pray, lift up your children from the ashes. Lift up your children from places of shame. Lift up your children from places of manipulation. Ye katabazande rebosaya. Mete telebarata bazande deketea. Ropa sapara bazande. Put their enemy into utter shame. Put their enemy into utter shame. The way you put Ammon into shame. Put their enemies into utter shame. Those that wants to see the doors of the church close. Those that wants to make the children of God miserable. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Put them to shame. Put them to shame. Put them to shame. Expose their wickedness. In the name of Jesus. They are not out to save lives. They are out to destroy lives. They pretend that they are out to save lives. But their agenda, they are not happy for anyone. They are not happy for anyone. But they pretend. They pretend. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Chapter 7. So the king and Ammon went to the feast with Queen Esther. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on the second day, as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king again said to Esther, "What is your wish, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom, it shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold, and I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated." Can you imagine? There are people that are busy selling our souls. The devil is a liar. They are selling our souls. Who give them authority to sell our souls? Who give them authority to control our bodies? Who give them authority to control our health decisions? Who are they to give them authority to control our health decisions? Praise be to God. Do we lack brains? Do we lack brains? Hallelujah. Can't we think? Hallelujah. Can't we make rational judgment? Praise be to God. There are people that are out to control our destiny. There are people that are out to make our life look like grasshoppers. But today, Akasha da Balada, we are not grasshoppers. It doesn't matter the giants in Canaan, they are the grasshoppers, because there's the lion of the tribe of Judah lives in us. He's far greater than any demon, he's far greater than any human being. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. He's far greater than any COVID, he's far greater than any sickness, he's far greater than any power. That is the King of Glory we serve to. Today, in the name of Jesus, and nobody has power to sell our birthright. Nobody has power to sell our body. Nobody has power to sell our health issues. Nobody has power to sell our marriage issues. Praise be to God. We determine how we marry. We shall marry men and women, not men with men. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Nobody has power to tell us what to do. In the name of Jesus, we make rational judgments. based on the word of the living God. We shall not cower down to deception in Jesus' name. We shall not cower down to darkness. We shall not cower down to wickedness. In the name of Jesus, we shall not cower down to the agenda. In the name of Jesus, we shall not cower down to their wickedness. We shall not cower down to their perverseness. We shall not cower down to their immorality. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. They are trying to sell us off. Don't we like mouth? Can we not talk? Don't we have doctors in the church? Hallelujah. Don't we have medical doctors in the church? Can we not listen to them? Praise be to God. There are many medical doctors in the church that are against this COVID vaccine. Praise be to God. We have voices we can listen to. The Amen cannot tell us what to do. Praise be to God. Sheparabasanda. Then Queen Esther answered, "If I found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me for my wish and my people and for my request, for we have been sold." Can you imagine? There are people that are busy selling our children. There are people that are busy selling the minds of our children. There are people that are busy selling the health of our children. Who are they to sell our children? Raposa pakata lakatia, rekata bazando dobarata basaya. We shall not be sold. Akatarabasari. We have been purchased with the most expensive price, the blood of Jesus. Uza balata mazake dekatia dada dada da. Mento zoba katala bazandi. Our destiny cannot be sold. Our lives cannot be sold. In the name of Jesus, our health cannot be sold. In the mighty name of Jehovah, our freedom cannot be sold. We have freedom to make choices in life. Hallelujah. We have freedom to live for Christ. We have freedom to choose what goes into our body. Nobody should force us to take whatever we don't want to take. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I and my people to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. They want to annihilate masses. They want to kill people. They want to control you through an injection. Do you know how many people that now are under control of medicine? There are people that are put under medication. Today, do you know they don't make medication to cure you? They make medication for you to depend on it. That the moment you fail to take that medication, you die quickly. Today, they have taken out of the market medication that used to cure people. They have removed them out of the market. The herbal medicine that could cure 10 diseases, they have wiped them out of the market today because they want to take those prescription. Hallelujah. So you keep taking them every month, every day. Hallelujah. Because they want your life to depend on medication. But I want to tell somebody, your life depends on God. Oh, Zabarata Bazike Teleketia. They want your body to depend on the earthly medication. Hallelujah. They want to weaken your immune system. They want you to depend on the things of this world. They want you to depend on the systems of this world that have failed. Science have failed man, but God has not failed man. Praise be to God. How many times have medication come out that they have caused problems than cure? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are you watching your TVs today? There's a lot of lawyers that are ready to sue some pharmaceutical companies. Hallelujah. Because there was a medication that had been taken for decades, only to be realized that the medication is causing cancer, only to be realized that the medication is killing people. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But people have already used the medicine for decades. Hallelujah. Cast out the people that depend on man, but blessed are the people that depend on God. It is the time for the church to depend on God. It is the time for the people of God to lift up their voices and cry out for the great physician. Today is all about money. Because if they give you a medication that cure you, tomorrow you won't need it again. But they want you to go through the circle. Because if they solve your problem quickly, hallelujah, you won't come to buy it again. Today they will even pour the flu virus in the air to make people feel sick. To make people feel sick so that you run to CVS, you run to Walgreens and buy that, you buy the cold flu, cold syrup and all that kind of stuff. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Men have become so wicked that they are enforcing sickness on people. Praise be to God. So that you spend some money. Praise be to God. How wicked men have become. Men have become so wicked. Wicked, 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 wicked. Wicked men have become so wicked because of money. They have genetically engineered food today that people are eating the food and they begin to balloon. People are ballooning today with diabetes, hallelujah, because of the genetically modified food. Praise be to God. But they will lie to you, oh, there's no harm to eat. But they are lying to you. Praise be to God, hallelujah. Our generation is suffering today because of the kind of food they are eating. But they will lie to you that nothing is wrong with science. I want to tell you, the things of God are never meant to be manipulated. The things of God are never meant to be changed. Praise be to God. They stay forever. The statutes of God stay forever. The word of God never perishes. The word of God stays forever. It is established in heaven. Praise be to Jesus. Today they don't make medication to cure you. They make medication for you to depend on it. Today, there are people that are under medication, but they are getting worse and worse every day. The more they take the medication, the more worse they become. So you begin to wonder, what's the purpose of taking it? Because they don't want you to be well. They don't want you to be well. They want to control you at the palms of their hands. I'm not saying that medications are bad, but don't put